In the grand theater of life, we all seek a comeback, a resurgence, a rekindling of our inner fire. But how do we spark that flame? Welcome to Reignite Resilience. This is not just another podcast. This is a journey, a venture into the heart of human spirit, the power of resilience, and the art of reigniting our passions.
Welcome back to part two of our discussion on major life events that have impacted our own individual lives. We hope that you've enjoyed part one. In this episode, Pam and I are going to continue to dive deeper into our own personal experiences and some instances that have formed and continue to form how we show up and the decisions and choices that we make in life. We hope you enjoy.
It's not what it would have been, but I don't know that we're ever going to know the full impact, probably not for years to come, of what it's done to this generation of kids that were in college, that were seniors in high school or in high school, and young kids that were in elementary school that whose parents were trying to work and survive.
Yes.
And oh, by the way, now you got to be a teacher.
And you're an educator. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the teacher, you're the principal, you're the counselor, and you also get to be mom and dad or grandma or whatever it is.
By the way, work your job so that you can pay the bills.
Yeah.
I remember watching, I love Andre Bocelli. He did an event where he was at some cathedral, I think in Italy, where there was no one around. He walked through the cathedral into the front steps of the cathedral and he sang Amazing Grace. And they did these panoramic videos of all of the major cities in the world. Oh. And there was nobody on the streets.
Yeah.
Like New York, Tokyo. I mean, that was the most beautiful but eerie thing I think I've ever seen. If you haven't watched that, I would go to YouTube and Amazing Grace, Andre Bocelli, Pandemic. Watch it. I mean, you will get goosebumps. But it was the eeriest thing. And I'm hoping something we never see again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will never forget where I was and how much that impacted me.
You're right. We're still navigating through that, right? Like that's 100%. Not over.
100%.
We're still kind of figuring that out. Here we are, you know, 4+ years. Oh, yeah. 4 years, right around now. 4 years out. And it's like, what does that true impact look like? Yeah. And I know, knowing kids that were seniors in high school and the impact that it had on their college career, right? Especially the kids that had like scholarships for athletic scholarships.
Yeah.
Those were all on hold, right?
Those
like it's a, you know, thank you for that, but we're not, that program's on hold for right now. And so those kids were drastically impacted in terms of opportunity. They didn't have the resources to continue on. For me, I feel like I spent a lot more time in the principal era than I did in like the teacher era when my daughter was learning at home. It was like,
'cause I'm pretty sure, didn't you and I in the same week, along with one of our other friends, we each had a child that tried to sneak out of the house.
Oh yeah. Some great things. Here was my thing. It wasn't like making sure that she was learning the curriculum. It was like, can you just turn on the computer so that I know that you are logging into class? Like just log in.
Please log in.
No, it was so great. The sneak out, I'm going to have to call that like the week of sneak out. It was.
It was classic.
100%.
Because I was like, you know, the kids need to be in school when they can't even effectively sneak out of their house.
You can't even do that well. But it happened the same week. And I remember like I'm having this moment. My daughter tries to sneak out of the house. I call Pam and she's like, oh, funny. Same story. Her son tries to sneak out. And then we're talking to another one of our friends who lives on the other side of the country, by the way.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, no. Our daughter tried to sneak out.
It was a trifecta. I was like, was something posted somewhere on like TikTok? Like,
exactly. How did they get this memo?
Tonight's the night. Let's all sneak out and get caught.
Oh my gosh, the fun stories. I'm sure there are other things that happened that I didn't know about, and it's fine. My children, you guys can leave it that way. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I don't even want to know 20 years from now when I'm old and don't care anymore. Just don't even tell me. Just let me live.
Exactly. Let me live in this blissful state that we made it and you're successful humans. Yes. So let's just be great with that. Oh my gosh. Well, let's Pam, outside about, of like the yeah, big let's pieces, talk about
personal
like
stuff.
Personal, yeah.
Yeah, because I think we've all can think back on significant things that have happened that, you know, have completely either changed a direction that we've made, a decision that we've made, or something. And the one story that I kind of started with was the you were on my mind.
Yes. So
when I got into real estate, I partnered up with a beautiful woman, her name, and I'm going to say her name in honor of her, Neva Lippert. I was in my 30s, she was in her 70s, and we were eerily like the same people, just like different generations, and became instant friends. And she ended up having to retire due to health stuff. I took over her business. And it was years later, and it was the week of her birthday, which was right before Thanksgiving, and it was a Saturday. And I said, and she came to my mind, because her birthday was that Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I should just call her right now. And I was like, no, I'm going to call her on her birthday. I'm going to surprise her like on her birthday. And that next day, she was killed in a car accident going to church. She was hit head on by a drunk driver.
Yeah.
And I just remember I was on the phone and her daughter kept calling me. And I was like, well, that's weird. And I finally told the person I was on the phone with, hey, I need to grab this call. I'll never forget that. And the regret I felt and still to this day feel for not having, there was a reason she came to my mind and I should have listened to it. So if you get nothing out of this podcast, if somebody comes to your mind, call them.
Yeah.
Because there's a reason they came to your mind and you don't want to have those regrets in your life, you know, end every day saying, you know what? I did everything. I have no regrets today.
Exactly.
And that's how we should live our lives. So that was one big significant one for me. What about you?
Well, I've been really intentional about that. Like the top of mind folks, when they come to mind, it's just recently. And I think it came out of, so I rarely watch television for whatever reason. I'm now in a time that I pick up these little mini series that I start to watch. And there's, I don't know what channel it's streaming on, but it's Apples Never Fall. It's like a little suspense thriller, what have you.
Oh, I like it. Okay.
I'm not going to give it away, but the mom of four kids, the whole story starts where she's called all four of the children and none of them answer the phone. And then something tragic happens. And for me, I was like, shoot, what if like something like that happens, right? Like, what if it's a, like Pam just mentioned, like you get the phone call, but you're on the other line. It's like, oh, I'll just get back to them later. In that moment, it could make a huge or significant difference. So I've just started, like, if someone comes to mind, even when it's weird, or the other person thinks, if I think the other person may think it's weird, I just say it like, hey, you just came to mind. I just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking about you. I'm grateful to have you in my life. I hope you're having an amazing day. Carry on, right? Like, that's it. Just wanted to let you know that I'm thinking about you.
Yeah.
And typically, like 9 out of 10 times, the response back is, oh my gosh, I was thinking about you too. I actually just mentioned your name to da-da-da. And it turns into this whole thing. Yeah. But I'm trying not to take those little downloads, those little, I call them like the nudges from the universe, to just let somebody know that you're thinking about them, that you're grateful that they're a part of your life, because you have no idea where they are, what they're going through, what it means to them in that moment. Because I have also had those moments where I've reached out to people to just say, hey, I'm just thinking about you, want to make sure that you're doing okay. And they're not.
Yeah.
And no one has checked on them.
Yeah.
And we just go through life just thinking that everyone is fine dealing with their own stuff. Yeah. And the reality is that they're not. They're not okay with it. Yeah.
And I think it's so easy in today's day and age where we're all busy.
Yeah.
We're busy with lives. And, you know, it was like we were busy, the pandemic happened, everything shut down.
Yeah.
And we all kind of got comfortable in that.
Yes.
And everything, like the floodgates opened and everything. And I feel like I'm busier now than I was before.
Yes.
And part of me is like, I wonder if this is psychologically because I'm afraid that it's going to shut down again. I got to get as much done as I can now before it stops. I don't know. I don't know if that's what the case is, but there is some belief that I'm like, I gotta keep going. I got stuff to do before something happens. And so,
I kind of take that same approach, but it's instead of doing stuff, I'm like, I want to experience everything before it's like not an option anymore. Right. Yes. So I've taken like the busyness off and it's like, you know what? I think now is a good time for me to take a little vacation and unplug. Like I need to unplug and enjoy whatever it is. Like even if it's in your own backyard, there are so many things that we have that are available to us in our own backyards, right? Like just nature and its beauty or whatever is available within your community, like taking those moments, not missing those opportunities. Yeah, I agree.
All right. Other significant events?
So one that comes to mind is like one that's early in my life, not too early, when I started to drive. And the reason I bring it up is because I still carry this fear with me, bias. We'll see what it is. Both. It might be both. But when I think I had my driver's license maybe 6 months.
Okay.
And as a teenager, you know, it's always the thing. Like you've got to have a clean car and all of this, right? So every Sunday was my routine. I would make sure that my car was washed and vacuumed and I'd fill it up with gas for the week so that I didn't have to deal with that. Even at a young age, I was still a Virgo. So I would do that on Sundays. And I remember one Sunday I had just washed my car, vacuumed out the inside, and I was going to get gas. And I just went to the gas station that was close to my house. I had filled up with gas and I was pulling out of the gas station and a car stopped to let me go to make a left turn across three lanes of traffic. And there was I didn't see it at the time, a massive like 1980s custom van that decided to overtake the car that was letting me go and ran smack dab into the driver's side, basically like totaled the car. And I'm just like, the airbags didn't deploy, but I'm like in this small little two-door coupe car. Yeah. And I just got hit with by 1980 custom van. In my mind today, anytime I see a 1980 custom van, first of all, the first thought is, I wonder if that's the same van that hit me. Like, that's where I go. I'm like, I bet it is.
Probably.
I'm in a whole different part of the country, but that's my first thought.
Doesn't matter.
And then I go back and I kind of have this sense of fear because I still drive a small coupe car, right? Like I don't drive a big monster van or anything like that. And so whenever one of those cars pulls up next to me, I kind of have this sense of anxiety that overcomes me. Like, oh my gosh, I don't want them to hit me. Any other car can hit me. Knock on wood, I'm not attracting
Don't say that. Speak that into it.
Exactly. But for whatever reason, the only one that I envision like possibly hitting me is because of that, the accident that I had when I was 16 years old. But that was a big life-changing event for me. Now I am super cautious on left turns. Like even if someone gives me the clear to go, I'm like, nope, I'm good. Keep going.
Keep moving along. Yeah, no, thank you.
And that was years ago. Right? And so those are like, that was a small one that like an actual event that still sticks out for me because again, that ended in me going to the hospital in an ambulance, the other party going to the hospital in an ambulance. At 16 years old, having to do a police report and filing what happened, like all of that. And I just, again, luckily I had a cell phone. So I was like, Dad, come get me.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think that's a reminder is when we have significant things happen in our lives, it becomes part of who we are.
Yes.
And it's always there and it can form triggers.
100%.
And so I think that's just important when we react certain ways to things, you know, asking that question, like what is causing this response?
Exactly.
And it's always been because of something that happened,
something significant
that impacted us. And I think sometimes, you know, our brain protects us and tries to forget some of those significant things that have happened.
Yeah.
Especially if they were painful things.
100%. Not forget it. They file it back.
We're going to put that back. We're going to suppress that.
100%.
Until that van comes driving down the street and then you're going to panic.
The brain is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing, isn't it? Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, when we talk about like those triggers, that can pop up in a variety of ways, right? Like mine is a car accident, right? And I get it. I'm a very cautious driver anyway. I am risk averse in general, but I mean, it definitely, who knows, had that not occurred, maybe I wouldn't have been a cautious driver because I do think there were times where I wasn't as cautious in driving. And then that moment happened. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not invincible. I need to like be more attentive to what I'm doing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. Any other significant events, do you think?
Oh, I've had a ton, but you know, it's only
I know. We only got it's only one podcast. I mean, we could go on for days. That's why we're doing a podcast on resilience.
Exactly. I know. If I could start. There's so many. My gosh. I could go
there. The only one other one that had a huge impact on my life was that phone call I got from my doctor saying that I had cancer. And I remember, I mean, you were the first person I called after that. I just remember where I was at, what time it was, where I was going. Yeah. And that was just a significant one. And it was significant because for me, it was like this huge wake-up call to like slow down and be present. Yes. You're not invincible.
Yeah.
And that was really important. And so now I sometimes attribute, you know, you're so driven. Is it because you know that life is fleeting and life is short and
you have a greater appreciation?
Yeah, you never know when you're going to get that call. And so live every moment. And so I think that's part of why I am wired how I am now.
Yeah.
Or maybe I was always like that. I don't know.
No, I think you were, but it's okay. I like that you said that.
Yeah. You know, you can't blame it on that. So.
Yeah, if you don't have friends that call you out, you guys, go get you one.
Go get yourself one of them. They're good to have.
I'm like, that's so cute. No, you've always been that way. It just has a different focus and a different feel because and you were not one that took life for granted anyway. Like you were all about experiences and making sure that you had great experiences with your kids. Like that was something that you didn't take it for granted. And you definitely were a driver in terms of your career. I think it just feels different for you. Yeah.
Just a new, I guess a new perspective. Same thing, different perspective.
Exactly. So, exactly. I love that. Yeah.
All right. Well, life, as we've said on many episodes, it's messy, but it's also beautiful. And whether you go through something as a community or as a country or as a world, something, it changes us. Yeah. No, even if you don't think it does, there's some sort of change that happens in each one of us.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that change leads to who we are ultimately going to become and meant to become. So it's just all part of our journey.
Yeah.
And so sometimes they're really hard and messy, but if you're alive and you're living, stuff happens.
It happens.
And if it hasn't happened to you yet, well, you're either in denial or just
I was going to say, look harder.
No, I was like, you're in denial. And I'm sorry to say.
Or you're a newborn and that's it.
And it just hasn't happened yet. But it will continue to happen.
Yeah.
It's not like you have one thing happen and then you're never going to have adversity again.
Yeah.
It happens. But I really believe that every adversity that we go through is preparing us for the next chapter.
Yeah.
I recently watched a video and I don't remember her name. She is a basketball coach at Duke and she talked about we need to learn how to do hard better.
Yes.
And it all comes to every time we go through something hard, it's making the next hard thing a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And if you're waiting for life to get easy, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Do hard better.
Exactly.
And so I
love that. I take it a step further, like do hard better. And then if you have control over it, do the hard things first, right? Like that's just
hard things first. Yeah.
So if you face those adversities and your approach is to sweep it under the rug, which I was there, I did it, I know it. You have that opportunity, face it head on first, and then you get to move on to the other things. But again, I know that these, every adversity that we face, it gives us an opportunity to grow, to learn, to expand, to level up, whatever you'd like to think of it, however you want to look at it, and good, bad, or indifferent, right? We talked about tragic events that we've experienced as a world, as a country, and then individually. But these, again, looking at those as opportunities to think, okay, how can I change my perspective on life? I may be doing the exact same things, but the perspective that I have looks different, right? Pam just shared that. How could I be more intentional or aware, you know, in terms of what we're doing and or even have gratitude and appreciation for experiences that we have? Even though it looks different and it feels different and the people involved may be different, we still have that choice of, you know, do we want to leverage this to our advantage to learn from it, to grow, to expand, or do we want to wallow in it and, you know, wish that it didn't happen to us? Yeah. And that doesn't help because it happened, and that's reality.
It happened, and you have a choice. You know, you allow it to happen to you, or you let it happen for you.
For us.
And sometimes, and you know, when we've, and, you know, outside of personal stuff, we, you know, when we've faced significant things that have happened in our professional careers, and we get to this crossroads where do we pick an easy road or do we lean into the hard road?
Exactly.
And sometimes we stick to fear and we stay the easy course because we're like, this is just easier. Mm-hmm. It may not be the better. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to lean into the fear. And I've had to make decisions in my career where the easy way would have been easier for sure.
Absolutely.
But it would not have been the best road for me. And I had to lean into fear. And man, it was scary. But if you have a village around you and you lean into that fear, it's always been the best decision.
Yeah.
Always been the best decision.
Agreed. I agree wholeheartedly.
All right. I liked this episode. I was like, is this going to be something that we can do? And I was like, no, I'm glad we dug into it. So
absolutely. Pam asked, she's like, what's happened in your life? I'm like, oh my gosh, we don't have enough episodes to talk about that.
That's a novel. But lots of chapters.
It's that might chapters. Be the mini-series.
Mini.
It'll be the mini-series or the book, or, you know, if somebody wants to write it and make it a screenplay, call me.
I like that. And I would like to play myself, please.
I'm pretty good. Actually, no. I know. If I were cast for something, quite honestly, it wouldn't be myself. Like, the person in my mind is like the Laura Croft personality. Oh. Is that her name? Laura Croft?
Yeah, I think so.
She's like the not G.I. Jane gal, but, you know, she's kind of a badass. Like, she...
Yeah, I totally can see that.
Okay, I could do that. That's right. What I want to do. So
okay, all right, all right.
Well, let's rewrite it. I'll play someone else's story.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Oh my gosh.
This was awesome. It filled my cup today, and I hope it did our audience as well.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, thank you all for listening. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode. If you want more information about Reignite Resilience and what we have going on, head over to ReigniteResilience.com. If you want to become part of our VIP community, you can either subscribe on your streaming channel or do so at ReigniteResilience.com. We have a ton of bonus content and material out there for you. And we have masterclass sessions that are occurring throughout the year. If you are interested in learning more about those masterclasses or subscribing to our newsletter, again, it's at ReigniteResilience.com. We look forward to seeing you all soon. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Reignite Resilience. We hope that you had amazing ahas and takeaways. Remember to subscribe on your favorite streaming platform, like it, and download the upcoming episodes. And if you know anyone in your life that is looking to continue to ignite their resilience, share it with them. We look forward to seeing you on our future episodes. And until then, continue to reignite that fire within your hearts.